You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2. Testing, test yours, please. Test, test.
Testing.
We are up and running. We're up and running. You know, I can't believe that whoopee cushion that you used on the last podcast.
Got so many people riled up.
Everybody thought it was real. You take Raina's whoopee cushion, which she thinks is the best thing she's ever gotten. Like, we'll spend hundreds of dollars on toys, and you get her $2 whoopee cushion, and it's the best thing she's ever gotten. So you people are dumb if you think my wife would fart into the mic. What? Why are you saying move on? I'm explaining. I'm saying what.
You, first of all, you're talking as though someone's waterboarding you right now. You really have too much liquid in your mouth. Look, I just said 1 minute ago, I'm not going to be this person anymore that's constantly nagging and whatever. Fine, do you think? But when you people out there complain that Rich has too much liquid in his mouth or his gum is bothering you or whatever,
I don't have any gum.
Don't include me in the tweets. Don't include me. I can't listen to it anymore. So you do what you want, and then you get the feedback however you get the feedback.
And when you
and
people,
then deal with it as you wish. I'm not going to be the naggy fucking bitch anymore. It's just like I've turned into someone I'm not. Just constantly like, ugh. It's like, you be who you want, I'll be who I want. And if I'm unhappy with who you are, then that's just the divide that will happen in our relationship. I'm no longer going to try to get you to whatever. That's it.
You be who you are.
I'll be who I am. And if I don't like who you are, that's just the way that it is.
You don't want me to be the robot that you're trying to, you know, morph me into?
Not trying to morph you into. In fact, I'm trying to do the opposite of make you into a robot. I'm trying to make you into a feeling, caring, real boy. Okay.
A real boy.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to make you into.
But you're not going to do that anymore.
Mm-mm.
No more.
Mm-mm.
Like, so if I don't put a cup in the dishwasher, or
if you choose to just leave your things around, no matter, like, whatever, that's it. I'm just gonna be like, that's fine, that's who he is. It angers me and I don't feel like being nice to him, but that's what you've created, so that's just the way that it's gonna be. So I'm not gonna ask you to do things anymore,
but you're not gonna be nice to me.
The way that it plays out is the way that it plays out.
Well, but if I leave a blanket,
I'm not going to be like begging for a nice relationship anymore. That's not who I am anymore. That's not who I am anymore.
But if I leave a blanket out, let me understand this right.
Uh-huh.
You won't be nice to me over that, and how long will
that last? I'll put it away and stuff. But in my
you'll have a resentment and anger.
Just be like one grain of sand that goes down and into the resentment area, and pretty soon that resentment area will take up my entire body. And that's just what you have. That's who you've created.
That's like
that's what you've decided to do in life.
I've decided
to make this person's life miserable rather than I've decided to.
But I do so many things to try to. You're looking at the negative. Why don't you look at the positive things? Like,
don't worry, I take into account the positive things also.
No, you don't.
Then
for every 3 grains of sand, the positive things should erase 2 or 4 grains of sand.
No, they just go into another thing, and whatever gets filled up fastest.
No, that's crazy, because it's like sand through an hourglass. Do you know what that's from? Like sand.
I don't know,
through an hourglass.
Some old fucking.
Like sand through an hourglass. That was from a soap opera, daytime.
Yeah, I never watched
like
soap operas.
Like sand
ever.
Through an hour. You never did.
We didn't have television when I was growing up. If you recall,
I used to watch Santa Barbara. Every day I watch Santa Barbara, and
See, you like know? Normally I'd be like, why are you talking about this? We were having a conversation, but now I'm not going to. I'm going to let you talk about Santa Barbara.
Well, let me tell you who was mm-hmm. one of the stars in Santa Barbara. Do you know?
I know nothing about it. Nothing.
You
about
don't
it.
Know who was one
you
of the stars.
You can keep asking. I'm going to have the same answer. I don't know anything about
not,
it.
Not one character.
Nope.
You've never seen Santa Barbara once.
I mean, I might have, and I didn't register. I have no recollection.
All right, I'll give you clues. One of the stars. I'll give you clues, okay? Female actress. Okay, I'll give it to you again.
Why are you whispering Robin Wright to me? So I don't understand.
So you would have guessed after I said female actress, then you would have went Robin Wright. That would have been
and
fun.
Then people would have been like amazed
yeah,
at our
but you
abilities.
Up. You screwed up my bit.
But I think people might have been able to hear you whisper Robin.
No.
Yes.
No.
And then that would have been more embarrassing to me.
Okay, we'll do it again.
No.
In case people didn't hear, they're tuning in now.
Who's Let's tuning say, in now? You have to start from the beginning.
But some people start and then they blank out. So I used to watch Santa Barbara all the time. You know who was in it that was famous?
No idea. No clue.
Famous.
No.
I'll give you a hint.
Mm-hmm.
Female actress.
I don't know. Robin Wright?
Nope. Yeah, she was in it. And then some girl that played Eden. And then there was a guy that played Cruz. And that it was great, Santa Barbara. I wonder what happened. Like sand through an hourglass. These are the days of our lives.
That's Days of Our Lives, not Santa Barbara.
No, but the sand you're saying. I'm
Wait,
mixing
Santa
up
Barbara
too.
Was a different...
Yeah, different soap opera. It was called Santa Barbara. It was based.
Yeah,
on,
but you keep saying like the sand through an hourglass.
That's
and then
a whole
you say
thing.
Santa Barbara.
No.
But it's not
no,
Santa Barbara. No. It's Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, that's the sand through the hour. When the sand, you said the sand in your stomach. I was going like sand in an hourglass.
But then you went over to Santa Barbara.
I'm just saying soap operas, the one I watch. You said I've never watched any soap operas. And I said I watch
oh.
Santa Barbara.
Okay.
Like sand in an hourglass. These are the days of our lives. My grandmother used to watch them all. Not all, because she couldn't watch all, you know. She watched a lot.
Because back then, they didn't have TiVo. You couldn't watch something and tape something else.
No, couldn't even, didn't even have a remote control back then. Had to get up, turn the channel on your black and white television, like sand through an hourglass. These are the days of our lives. So, okay, so from now on, you're not going to bug me anymore.
No.
No more bugging.
No, it's over.
But you're going to appreciate the good things I do.
I always do.
No, you don't.
Yes,
you don't
do.
Show it. You just yell and yell.
Well, you do too many negative things. You should do no negative things, and then just the positive stuff will be like shining.
Do you think roommates fight and argue like this? Do you think roommates?
Do they? Do you think roommates fight and argue? They don't.
Do you think they do.
But the thing is, it's easier. I have had roommates that I've hated. But it's easier to not care. You just go about your business. This is the angle that I'm going for, actually, is that you just go about your business and you can hate them in your head, but you're not like, oh, like with you, I'm like, this is for the rest of your life. This is what you have to deal with for the rest of your, or for the rest of your life, probably. But like, that's it for me.
Wait, you're saying not for the rest of your life because I'm going to die before
you. I'm a vegetarian. I work out all the time. Woman younger than you, so
yeah, and you,
the
and
chances
you,
are.
And
I
you,
mean, my life insurance.
Okay, let me tell you something about Bonnie. Folks.
Costs about a dollar.
Let me tell you something, Bonnie. I mean, folks, about Bonnie. It took her 2 years to go to the doctor to get a physical, which we talked about on this earlier podcast. Then the doctor said, "Oh my God, where the fuck have you been?" And Bonnie's like, "Eh, you know."
I don't like to be shamed.
Okay, and then the doctor
said... I don't like doctor shaming.
Then the doctor said, okay, well, you're here now. This is what you have to do. Go get a mammogram and a blood test. That was a year ago. She still didn't do... She still didn't go get a mammogram or a blood test. Every female gets a mammogram. I got a mammogram, and I'm not even a female. Okay? So Bonnie does not do what she's told. Just like with me, I tell her to do things.
Well, you're not in any way an expert in my life, and you're not.
Yes, I am an expert. I've been through stuff, and I'm telling you out of experience.
I know, but you just made it sound like you're the master, and I'm supposed to listen to you.
No, I didn't say I'm the master. I'm saying when I tell you things, you don't listen. I told her for 2 weeks straight, I got to play in this dumb golf tournament tomorrow.
Listen? I already explained this to you.
Okay, but
I already explained this to you. I'm going to go through some of the things that I've told you that Raina and I have, and some of the things that Raina has planned, the birthday parties, whatnot, that I've told you about. And let's see if you can remember any of
okay,
them.
Okay,
do you want to do that?
Me, yeah, you haven't told me about any birthday parties coming up.
I'm talking about in the past. You don't keep track of
yes.
things, even though I tell you.
I keep track of your days, okay. of when you're leaving, where you're going, and everything.
Well, that's great. I'll try to be better.
See, really? That's how you...
That's where we're going. That's what's happening now.
Okay, you'll try to be better. That's yep. fine. Thank you. I'm glad that you're going to try to be better. Like every
I
time,
hope you have fun tomorrow at your golf tournament.
I don't have fun at golf tournaments. I don't like playing.
Oh, boo.
I don't
that's
like
terrible.
I don't,
you can go.
I don't like to fucking punch you in the head.
Don't go.
I don't like playing in golf tournaments because they take 5 hours, 6 hours. But I committed to it, and it's for SAG and AFTRA. There'll be some celebrity. It's hosted by Ron Perlman from Sons of Anarchy. You know mm-hmm. who Ron Perlman
yeah,
is?
Yeah, big head.
Yeah, he does have a big head. I'm going to say, tell him you said that when
good,
I said
I don't give a shit.
I'm going to go, Bonnie McFarlane said you have a big head.
Great.
Not ego-wise, in size.
That'll break the ice. That'll give you guys something to...
He might recognize me from the movie Women Aren't Funny, or he might have seen me do stand-up on many of my television appearances. He probably will know me. I'm going to see when I walk up to him. Hey, Ron. I'm going to go, hey, Ron. And if he goes, hey, Rich, that means he knows me.
Is that how you're going to tell? That's a great system. It's a fantastic system.
That's a good system, right?
Yeah, of course. If they say your name, unless you're wearing a name tag. But if you're not wearing a name tag, that's a great way to know if somebody knows who you are. They'll say your name. I can't. Help me. I keep doing this.
I'm going to go, hey, Ron.
Like, you know what? Before the podcast, it was like, we would just like have our little funny out in public.
Whoopee cushion again.
Out in public, you know, do our little fucking dog and pony show. And then on the podcast, we do our fucking dog and pony show. And it was like annoying to me to have to do it.
Me too.
And then on the radio show, we have to do our fucking.
Well, radio show is different.
Okay, no.
We take calls, but okay. Go ahead.
No, you're right. It's different.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Quit being a cunt. What the fuck? You're being so mean and so like fucking go ahead. I just said the radio show's different. I can't add something to your diatribes.
I'm sorry. My what?
Diet. What's it called?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Your diet, you know. Diatribe.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Diatribe.
Yeah.
A lengthy speech.
What's that?
A lengthy speech.
Yeah. So what were you saying about our dog and pony show?
Well, but now I'm tired of doing it. So now we're in the thick of
fighting.
Grossness. Yeah, and then I don't feel like
I
don't feel like putting that out there every time, but it's hard not to because you love this is the part you love.
I don't love this. I don't love it at all.
Well, there's nothing else to talk about.
There's a million things. We always find stuff to talk about. You never come up with anything, Harley. You know, once in a blue moon, you'll come up with something. You know, if somebody says you did well or if you did something.
Really? Really, Rich? Really?
What?
Do you see what I'm saying? This is why, like, it's annoying to fucking talk to you.
What are you talking about? What else do we talk about? We talk about
because
comedy.
You're the one that's like, outside the cellar, the guy said it was a legend. Some guy just tweeted that I'm a genius.
Oh yeah.
You're the one who does it, not me.
Sometimes we both do it. You do it. Don't
stop. Stop. That's what I'm talking about. You don't even know who I am. You have no fucking clue.
Are you crazy? Quit talking like that. Whenever I go away or come back, whenever
you're here. Yeah. It's pretty much fucking low grade all the time.
No, whenever I go away, she starts a fight right before I leave.
No, I don't.
All the time. 9 out of 10 times she starts a fight before I leave. Okay. Or when I come home.
We could end this podcast. I don't feel like.
No, let's start off and be nice and be.
I'm trying to be nice, but it's hard because you keep on doing this shit and you know what you're doing.
I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to get this going. I'm trying to get some stuff, talk about some stuff. You got a lot going on Tuesday. You're going to do a photo shoot Tuesday. You could talk about that. You're going to...
Oh, my God.
What?
No, it's just...
What?
It's just, yeah, let's just list stuff. Let's get out our calendars and just list what we're doing, because that's why people tune in.
No, but they want to know.
No, what they don't. Doing. They want to know deeper than that. What's like? Why don't you talk about the fact that you had a your host was transgendered or something like that?
But what's
that's interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
What's that? The host was transgender. Last night,
the fact that you know what's most interesting about it, that you didn't tell me about it till today. Most people be like,
"It happened last night."
I know, but I talked to you last night. I'm not saying in a bad way. Calm down, fuckface.
I'm very calm.
No, you're not. You just started getting defensive. I'm saying that's like a great thing that it wasn't like the number one thing that you thought of when you talked about the show.
Because nowadays, because
most people are like, I mean, it's still pretty rare. I've never had a host that was a comedian that was transgendered. Okay.
She used to be a guy. Now she's a girl. Kind of tall. She was funny. And
wait, now she's a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was her stage name? Or her real name? Or her name?
I don't remember. Okay. I didn't really ask.
Now, when you interacted with her as a woman?
I was asking her questions.
I mean, did you act like a woman?
No, I asked her if she still had a penis or if it was cut off.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. She wouldn't tell me. I said... If they, Rich. I go through, they put a hole there. Like, how do you have an orgasm?
Rich.
And they said, what happens is, she said they cut the penis.
I thought they inverted it.
And they tuck it in, they put it in.
They go inside out, don't they?
Yeah, and the head of the penis is what's sensitive inside the pussy.
Yeah.
And that's what gives her an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I said.
So she did have it.
That's what she
said.
Didn't
have the
no, she might have known that. She didn't really tell me, because if she had a penis, then I would have liked her more. Like, a girl with a penis is like someone you could talk to and look at the same time. She had nice tattoos. And then when I went on, she talked about it a little. Then I went on stage. It was she hosted, then another comic than me. And I walked on stage and I ad-libbed. I go, folks, you have now seen the live version of 2.5 Men.
She talks about it on stage?
Yeah, I said, you now seen the live version of 2.5 Men.
Could you know? Would you know if she didn't tell you?
Yeah, I knew right from the beginning. I said to the other comic, did she used to be a dude?
Oh.
She was kind of tall and had dude features, you know. But she was
confident for a lady.
She was kind of good looking.
Too confident.
She was pretty good looking for somebody that used to be a guy. She must have been a good looking guy. She's all right. I wish.
I always think that's like the way you could tell is the confidence level. Because if a girl looked like that, she'd be less confident.
And the middle act was killing every show. He was killing. I heard the laughter from outside. And he came out and he goes, you know, oh. Hope you're going to be able to.
He said that to you?
Fucking around, going, you know, I killed her. I go, well, let me explain something to you, middle act. You went on in the prime spot. Don't worry, I'll handle this. But he was real funny. The host from the first night, little guy.
You know what I noticed, by the way?
What did you notice? Oh, hey, wait, hold on. Here's something negative. What did you notice?
No, it's not negative about you. That Vinny G, remember we did that show with Vinny G?
No, what show?
Like, I'm not going to do this podcast if everything is like...
No, what show
here's,
you talking?
Here's something, folks, little cunty McFarlane's going to say.
I don't call you that.
You call me a cunt on this podcast already?
Today, I said don't act like one. I didn't call you one.
Oh, Mr. Hair Splitter.
No, that's a big difference. Are you kidding me? If you go, oh man, that person acts like a cunt. Or if you go, that person's a cunt. Big difference.
That person acts like a nigger, or that person is a nigger. Do you think that's the thing that a black guy is going to really make that distinction, or you think you're going to get fucking pounded?
It depends who the black guy is. If it's, you know, and really that's the extreme. It's different. It's totally. But what? Who?
No, those two words have like I wouldn't say equal power, but there's not a lot of words that have that much power anymore. Cunt still has a lot of power.
Nah, I think cunt is.
Oh yeah, to try using it around people who aren't comedians.
Okay.
Or Australians.
So who? What?
The British people.
What fucking guy do we work with? Vinny who what?
Vinny G.
Where was that? Oh, the guy from Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
What about him?
Well, remember in the green room, he was talking about how he wanted to be a comedian, blah, blah, blah. You were talking to him. And then he just sat in there on his phone the entire time you were on stage. I was thinking about that the other day. Like, why wouldn't he watch you to see?
I know. And the same with the one of the hosts. And I go...
The
first host from Friday.
Oh.
I go, how did you not watch my whole show? I was fucking brilliant. You would fucking learn, you fucking idiot.
Most of that stuff would just go on in their heads. But I like that you say it out loud.
Well, I mean, I go, if I was new, if I, you know... If I walked into a room...
Well, that's the thing, is that I used to just go, like, sit in the cellar and watch every comic that came on in the cellar, because it was... It was so fucking... Like, when you're just watching open micers, you're just only getting as good as open micers. When you go watch, like, what people are really doing is...
I mean, he came in Saturday and watched me, because I yelled at him. Not yelled, I go... And then Friday, I go, like, who's your favorite comic? This and he goes, Bill Hicks. I go, oh, you like Bill Hicks? Because it's hip to like Bill Hicks. I go, why do you like Bill Hicks? Was it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I go, people like... I didn't say that. I go, people like Bill Hicks. They go, Bill Hicks, because it's... Wow, Bill Hicks.
And then the next one on his list is Doug Stanhope. He's got it.
Yeah. You know, and they try to... They want to be hip. You know, no one... When you go, who's your favorite comic? No one ever says, you know, fucking...
Bonnie McFarlane. No one ever says that.
No one ever says Slappy White or, you know, fucking...
I don't know who that is.
Or, you know...
Is that a black comedian?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No one ever says
terrible.
No
name.
One ever says Steve Landisberg or Bob Newhart.
Sometimes Bob Newhart.
You know, who's...
Do people say Steve Martin?
No, not anymore. Who used to be extremely funny.
Who was I listening to that was like so funny? And I was like, God, he
Paul
doesn't
Tompkins.
Get his...
Paul Tompkins?
Well, Paul Tompkins, I think, is very, very funny. But no, somebody that was like an old comic that... Of course, everybody thinks he's a great comic, but he's not ever sort of listed.
Steve Martin?
No. I can't remember now. I got to think about it. We were listening on the...
On Sirius?
Yeah.
Bob Newhart.
Was it Bob Newhart? It was so funny.
It might have been Bob Newhart.
I don't think it was. So I'm not that huge of a fan of Bob Newhart because I don't like stuff necessarily that's that long.
He's so fucking funny.
He's like a great writer and very funny, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes his stories, you know... Like, sometimes I don't like Ellen DeGeneres when she gets into, like, too much of this big thing.
I've never seen her do stand-up once.
Oh, really?
I don't think so. I can tell you one... I've never seen her do stand-up.
She's good.
How good could she be?
Why? Like, what do you mean? I don't know. As good as Bill Hicks, I guess? I don't know. Why wouldn't you think she was good?
I'm saying, how good could she be? She hasn't done it in years.
Well, she did the last special that I saw she did. She was like just come out of the closet and has
that was
lost her 15 show.
15 years ago, 20
okay, but
years
I'm
ago.
Just saying. I'm going to explain now something that she did on that show that I thought was funny. Do you see why it's hard to talk to you? It's like every time
I'm
I
listening.
Get talking, you start just being...
I'm not being anything. I'm just having a conversation. Sorry, you're temperamental. It's not even that time of the month and you're so...
Stop.
So go ahead. 20 years ago, you saw her. And that's what I'm saying. It's hard. You don't see her as a stand-up anymore, because when did she do it? Right?
Well, when's the last time Bob Newhart fucking did it? I mean, you're talking about people, like, when's the last time Slappy White did it? You're talking
He's
about...
He's dead, I probably.
I'm just saying, like, she's as legitimate as any of those people.
But Jay Leno, when he had his show, still went out and did stand-up all the time.
I'm happy for him, but I'm just saying, like, you can't dismiss that she's a real stand-up just because she hasn't done it.
No, I'm not saying she's not a stand-up, but I'm saying how good could she have gotten if she hasn't done it and kept up with...
Well, I don't know how good she is now in this moment, but when
she
was doing it all the time...
I'm not saying she's bad. I'm just saying if you're not... You don't keep creating and keeping up with the times, you know, a lot of people that do TV don't do stand-up for 5-10 years and they kind of lose
it. It's a different argument, but yes, I agree with you. But I even think comedians that are good, that do get their audience, that do keep up with it, and maybe you can explain this to me, why do they get bad?
Because
they get lazy?
They get lazy. their audience like is coming to see them, so they get away with a lot more. Once you're known, once your intro is just your name, not your credits, then people are more likely to be more lenient towards the hogwash you're doing. Okay? If you're out there struggling, trying to, you know, you got to kill, you know, even if they kind of know you, you still got to kill. But when they're coming to a theater and they're going, now, you know, so-and-so, you know, they get a leeway, you know.
Like they get a what?
They get a leeway.
Leeway.
Yeah.
Not lead way.
That's what I said, a leeway.
No, not a lead. It's not lead. It's lee.
A leeway?
Yeah.
It's leadway.
Okay.
Leadway.
All right.
Or leeway. I like leadway better.
Okay.
It sounds better.
Okay.
So that's why they get late. And plus they have a million people around them going, that's great, that's great, that's great. You know, because they just yes them to death. Oh, no, that's funny. But no one's honest with them. Go, that stinks. You're fired.
Right.
That's why Rock always has, you know, a lot of people, because they'll tell him the truth. You know, he wants to know the truth. I mean, he can figure out stuff on his own.
That's why he likes you around, because you don't know how to lie.
He knows he can figure stuff. He obviously can do it on his own, but when he's doing a movie or something, he wants different eyes, different points of view, you know. So you saw Ellen on her special when she came out.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just a stupid thing. I was just going to say that she was funny. She said people were like, kept asking her, I don't remember exactly how this went, but, you know, about her coming out, and she wanted to talk about it. She didn't really want to talk about it, but she was going to explain it through interpretive dance. It was funny.
Well, that's funny.
It sounds so dumb now that I just retold it, but it was really, you know, I like silly.
How funny was Janine Garofalo the other night? What did she come out
with? We already talked about that, actually.
We did?
Uh-huh.
On the last podcast?
Mm-hmm.
When did you work with her? What night?
I didn't work with her.
Oh, when did
you
see
her? Because I had to go with that reporter.
Oh, that was on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, so we talked about it already. See, we forget. We've done like 130-something podcasts, so we try not to repeat anything.
Oh, my God. That's all we do is repeat.
We never repeat.
Argument, 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 argument.
But they're different arguments.
No, they're all the same.
No.
They're all exactly the same.
No, we don't repeat.
Okay.
Like, I've done radio for 30 years, different markets. Every market I've never repeated.
Never repeated a joke?
No. In different markets. Like, on Opie and Anthony, in 12 years, I've never repeated anything. Maybe one or two things.
There's this thing.
Maybe stories, if they ask me stories. Go ahead.
There's this thing in psychology. It's called mirroring. And it's like when somebody can't hear, they're in denial about their own behavior. They can't hear what is going on. They'll just defend themselves. So what you do is you do exactly what they do. You mirror back to them so that they can see the horrible behavior in someone else. So I feel like I should do that to you, but I don't know that I can. I don't know if I could just be that arrogant, you know.
I earn my arrogance.
See, right, this is why psychologists say you have to mirror, because when you just tell the person, they won't accept it. They actually have to see it in someone else.
I've earned arrogance. You can't be arrogant.
Do you think that I have not earned arrogance?
I never said you didn't.
No, I know you didn't, but I'm asking you.
Yes.
I've earned arrogance? Okay, yes. So I'm going to mirror you now. Okay?
You can mirror me as much as you want, but
I know that now that you know that it's happening, you'll just be like, no, that's great. That's what you should do.
No, I'm just saying I've earned the right to be arrogant. If you want to talk to me...
There are people... But let's just take it one step farther. There are other people in the world that have earned the right, as you call it, to be arrogant, which I don't even know is a thing. I'm not sure that's a thing, that you can earn the right to be arrogant. You can earn the right to be confident.
I've done that too. But okay. I'm not confident, but I'm arrogant.
It's all hubris.
It's all what?
Hubris.
What's hubris?
Okay.
What do you mean it's all hubris?
It means it's like you're fronting.
It's a cover-up.
It's a cover up.
My arrogance covers up my low self-esteem.
Well, maybe you should work on the thing, then you don't have to do the annoying arrogance.
It's easier.
But it's but it's off-putting. Because what I was going to say is, like, there are people that, that are truly have earned the right to whatever. And
give
then,
some names.
But they...
Give some names.
Bill Clinton.
Do you think?
But, no, I mean, I don't know. There's people that have, like...
You think Bill
achieved a lot in life, and but they're still... They're modest, and it's almost, it's more charming that they're modest.
Who's modest? More alternative comics? Is that what you're
saying?
I'm
not talking about comedians. I'm actually talking about people who've achieved real things in life.
Scientists?
Sure.
Name one scientist that's modest.
I can't even name
Hubble?
One scientist.
Hubble? Hubble?
Yes. Oh, God. Do you see why it's hard to talk to you? Because all you do is just defend. Like there, and
I'm
never,
not defending. I'm not,
you,
I'm not,
you've said
I'm
this a, to I'm, me before. You've been like, you never talk to anyone in an argument where they're like, I see your point. But you're you never do that. You never... I never see you like really think about what the other person said. And,
I take
and
it in. I take it in. It goes right in and right into my hippogram. What's it called?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
It goes right into my hippo and
your frontal lobe, maybe?
Whatever you do in that bit, my hippo, where it leaks out.
Oh.
What's it called?
I can't remember. I gotta do the joke to think about it.
Do a few minutes. Names. I think most people, every comic I know that's a celebrity, pretty much is arrogant. Not Judah. He's not arrogant. He's down.
His character is arrogant.
Yeah,
but his real person is not.
I don't think Nikki Glaser is arrogant, but she's not a celebrity.
I can't believe you've even brought her into this conversation.
She's not a celebrity.
Sweet.
Huh? I like her. She's nice. She gets it. She's funny. She laughs. I like her. I like Nikki Glaser. I'm
Have you ever seen
there.
Her do stand-up?
Yeah, many times.
Oh, okay.
Not, you know, for a minute, 2 minutes, that's all I could tolerate.
But more, but, you give her more credit for laughing at funny things that you said.
No, just in general, she just, you know, she's like a, you know, she's like a fun little sister to have hanging out or something, mm-hmm. cousin or something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That gets it.
Mm-hmm.
I like her. Mm-hmm. You know, she's done, and plus, she, I've heard her on Sirius, you know. So, I'm going to put her in the like column. How do you like that?
I didn't know. I, we like were, little, I didn't know we were doing that. I didn't know we were just
I
now.
Like that, I like that lesbo that came on our radio show last week.
Sabrina J. Lees.
I like her. I've never seen her. I just think she's fun. Could be fun. Annoying, but fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jacqueline, even though she's annoying. I like her.
What is it? Do you find annoying about her?
Everything.
Oh.
I like
she loves you. She's
like her.
Literally a weird jellyfish around you.
Well, because
she's practically knows, like,
because I'm at a fucking like such a different level than most of these people she knows. I mean, she knows some celebrities, like, you know, her
cousin is a huge celebrity. Okay.
Yeah, so she sees me in that category as a comic, like, not celebrity wise from, you know, from recognition, celebrity wise from content. Do you see what I'm saying? She sees how I handle different things. You know, I used to do her podcast or her video stuff, and I was her probably her top draw on her video podcast. Remember? When she used to do those, whatever, those little shorts, she always fell back on me. So I kind of like her. Who else do I like?
Martini, you like?
Oh, yeah, I like her a lot. I like her. Martini's one of my, she's in my top favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I like her.
She's cool.
Who else do I like of your friends? I like
Lindsay.
That doesn't count.
Why?
Cause
she's
I,
not a comedian?
She's not a comedian. I'm talking about comedians. I think Lindsay's really funny.
Lindsay might be the funniest one of them all.
I like Martini because she's funny and she's smart. I mean, so is...
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. But Martini seems like she doesn't care about what happens. Like, she's not, you know what I mean? She's like, it is what it is. Like, Jacqueline is like,
desperate.
By all means necessary. Jacqueline is the Malcolm X of white female comics. I also like,
by all means necessary, unless it's finishing a project.
I like Adrian. She's funny. I like watching. That's one comic who I'll watch. Mm-hmm. Her, most of her set.
Can you say her last name?
Abelucci.
Yeah.
I'll watch most of her set because she's
a good joke writer.
Great joke writer, and she's dark. Not her complexion, her material.
God. Nobody thought you were talking about the complexion. And first of all, I don't know if this is interesting to anyone.
All right, so let's move on. Let's move on to another subject.
I have to go pick a brain.
No, we got a few minutes. We got to do 7.
They're going to
Kidd
Street
minutes.
Park in Bridgewater at 3. Do you want to take Raina or do you want to come by?
Where the fuck is Kidd Street Park in Bridgewater?
That's the one you want to go to.
Oh, we're getting Zip Cord Park. We want to go there too.
Okay, so I'll say, can we meet you there? We're doing a podcast.
Okay. Then we can go to Best Buy and TJ Maxx. I feel like buying something. I'm depressed. You know, I worked fucking Albany this weekend. These clubs, like, you know, I'm in there. I did, you know, barely. I did decent numbers. I mean, the shows were great. They were great audiences. It's a great little, it's a good room. And this is the owner talking to me. He goes, yeah, October, November starts. It's when it starts picking up and it's really good. I go, well, then why the fuck am I here in September?
Yeah.
I go, bring me in October, November, you know, so they got to bring, you know.
Well, they probably bring in people that are going to do better numbers in those months than, you know what I mean? Like, why bring you in when the people are going to come no matter what, no matter who he puts in?
Because he's going to have better shows and those people will pass the word.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, they're probably thinking, like, oh, I can put somebody lesser in those months and it'll still do well. I got to put somebody who's going to bring, you know, you're a destination comic. You know, you have to think of it like that.
I'm a destination comic.
Well, some people just go to a comedy club, right? Some people just go. They don't know who's on.
Yeah.
They just show up. They just go, oh, this is interesting. Whatever. It's amazing to me that that happens.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't look up who the person is.
I did that bit last night.
Oh.
Your bit.
But how do you do it?
Exactly like
you. You can have it. I never do it. So go ahead and have it.
Exactly like you. They do no research. They just go, you know, if you go on the internet, you could see Voss and go, oh, yeah, nah, not my type. Yeah, okay, maybe, nah. Right. All right, yeah.
But
yeah.
People just show up. They're like, let's just go see comedy. Yeah. And then they're mad if it's not the kind of, but do you do the joke?
Yeah, I go, you know, we never go to a music venue, sit in the front row and go, hope it's jazz.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
I do it with
you. Get a good laugh?
I even do it as you, moving on stage as you, in your voice.
You do?
Yes, and because I'm mirroring you when I do that joke. That's what
to
I'm
to show
doing.
Me that it's a bad joke.
It's not a bad joke. But didn't Rogan do something like that?
He wrote something about it, but I'd already been doing that joke for a long time, so who cares?
So what are you saying, that Rogan took your bit?
No.
You're
I'm
calling
just
Rogan out?
Well, I saw Joe DeRosa did something similar to it, too, in his last special.
And
so
you did it way before DeRosa.
Yeah, no, I did it like, the first time I ever did it was like right after Last Comic Standing, so it's a pretty old bit.
DeRosa called me yesterday and goes, oh, yeah, I heard you were talking about me on Anthony's podcast. I go, I was sticking up for you. I was going, yeah. I go to Anthony, you pissed DeRosa off. You were tweeting stuff and you pissed me off, this and that. And DeRosa's like, yeah, I didn't think you would badmouth me. I just called to thank you or whatever. I go, well, thank me. You didn't know what I said. You know what I mean? I heard you were talking about me, but I wasn't talking bad. What'd they say?
She said, no problem.
This texting thing has to stop.
It's my kid. I have to just like be aware of where she's at.
Who's going to that park? Who's taking her there?
Renee.
She doesn't have a car seat.
Yeah, they do.
For Raina?
Yes. It's fine. Don't worry.
She.
Well, you always worry about weird things. I already checked it out.
All right. That's all I'm saying. So we hired a publicist. Oh, let's talk our publicist about who we were going to hire and then who we hired and fucking, you don't want to do that?
I don't know what to say. I don't know how to spin it in a good way. Like,
well, how do people that want to work with you in any fashion and they're trying to gain your confidence?
He wanted the job because he needed, that's why we're going to go with him, because we don't have, obviously, publicists are really, really expensive and they want you to sign with them for like a long period of time, like a year. And it's a lot of money per month. Like when I say a lot, I mean
$5,000 a month, yeah, usually.
It's more than we can handle. So we just wanted someone for a short period of time and less money per month. So this guy has a fairly new company and he was trying to get, you know, so we negotiated a deal with him for 2 months, right?
1 month, 6 weeks.
6 weeks or something. And, you know, he was excited to work do with it us. So that he could say,
well, he knew us from way back too.
Yeah. But also I think it was like helpful to him to probably say that he probably wanted to get comedians because, you know, that's like, once you start getting a roster of comics, you know, it's good. The comics always go to the same people. They just always like, who do you use? And then they go to, so, but then he never did any, he didn't watch the movie.
Until we then,
he says he did. I still don't believe that he did. He, because the write up didn't reflect it. He kept saying like Amy Schumer was one of the people we interviewed, which was not true. I mean, it was just like a ridiculous. It was like, and we kept telling him this stuff, and he would just. I don't know. You what are your?
So then then I told him exactly. He said, "I need bios." I go, this is what you say about Bonnie. This is easy. And turning, she has a special on HBO, Comedy Central specials. She did Letterman 3 times, book deal.
You don't have to go through it.
I go, turn that into a bio. My bio is on my website.
You don't have to do your whole
my
thing.
Bio's on my website. Just throw the movie in. Take something out, throw the movie in. He lifts Bonnie's bio
Off the internet from 15 years ago.
10 or 15 years ago. Not one word of what I told him to do. Not one. Then I kept saying, our main goal is national television. And he kept saying, well, do you have your road date so I can get your television on the road in these local markets? I go, well, I get that anyhow from the comedy clubs. Well, anyhow, he didn't work out. So we passed. And I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Bonnie said, dump him right from the beginning. I go, yeah, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, I like letting people try to at least prove themselves. So everything he came back, it didn't work. I'm not saying he's bad. It's just
I'm saying he's bad. I'm saying he literally was like not good at what he was doing.
But maybe he's a better publicist
how could a publicist not even... Like, when he called us, he never once said anything positive to us, ever, about anything that we want. Like, how can you not sell it? If you're a publicist, that's your whole job, is to be like, you know.
Okay.
He didn't ever say, like, I watched the movie, it's fantastic, whatever. So you're like, well, I'm not saying he has to believe it, but I'm saying, like, you should give us a little taste of what you might say to someone else. Do you know what I mean? Like,
all right. So we moved on.
And anytime we asked him, we'd say stuff about, you know, the things that we wanted to get. He would kind of just belittle it to the point where he'd be like,
how about PIX New York?
Yeah. Like, we're like, nah, that's fine.
So then I knew a publicist from way back from LA, and I called her. And she was almost laughing at what, first of all, she's like $5,000 a month. I'm like, okay. Then we tell her what we want, and she basically laughed at it. Then we started telling her other things about the project we did, and now she's getting interested, right? But, and I've known her forever. And
during that conversation, which she didn't know I was in the car, she said, when did I have a crush on you? Remember when I had a crush on you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I said, I know, that was, had to be 15 years ago.
Did you make out with her?
No. No, I mean, it was business.
Oh my God, have I ever met her?
Yeah, you had to have meeting her.
Meeting her?
You've had a matter.
Jesus Christ, Rich. I mean, people with like English as a second language do better.
What?
You had to meet her.
Yeah, you meet her.
Oh my God.
So then I call another publicist.
By the way, this publicist thing is really good thing you brought it up because this
No, but hold on, this is riveting. People
riveting.
Want to know. People want to know publicists.
What's it like to get a publicist?
So the second one, when I called in L.A., I said, what are you doing?
Oh, it's just, it's...
It's annoying. Who are you texting now?
Can we be done?
In a few minutes? Who is that?
Because Raina doesn't want to go with them.
Well, tell him to come home.
I
we'll
just said, her. Drop her off.
So then I called a second publicist, and I said to her, I just talked to what's her name. She goes, why would you do that? Why didn't you call me first? I go, well, she has a big company. And this publicist said, that was my that publicist said, this is my, that was my company. I gave it to her. Anyhow, the new publicist we got.
That was thrilling. Thank God we waited for that.
But
on the edge of our seats. We have a new publicist, folks. Thanks a lot for listening.
But she
on
watched
Tuesday, I'm doing the David Tell show at the Village Underground. Rich, where are you?
This weekend I'll be in Rochester at the Comedy Club in Rochester at Daisy Dukes. The Comedy Club at Daisy Dukes in Rochester Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Our movie is back in the top 10. Thank you for your support. Please get it out there. Let's get us up in the
top 5.
Our
next podcast, I promise, we'll do better.
Why? This is a great podcast.
No, it was literally, it might have been one of the worst in the world.
This is one of the best ones.
No.
Yes, we covered a lot. You're going to mirror me. When are you going to start mirroring me?
I can't even do it. Like, I just thought about doing it for a second. I don't even know where to begin. I'm the greatest joke writer in the world. Everyone says it. I mean, it's true. I mean, I don't even know how to
said that last week. I called you a great technician.
Okay, I'm not going to get into it. You don't admire technicians. That's why that was kind of annoying.
Because I do admire you.
No, I've heard you say it about other comedians as a term of.
Okay, then maybe that's your wrong
word. In a pejorative way. So when you say it to like. Then you can't use it later as a compliment.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
What?
This girl that comes to all my shows, she was there last night with her husband. She's a psychologist. And she said she would come on our show or whatever and give me an IQ test. A real one. A real one.
I don't think you should do it.
Why?
Well, I mean,
I bet you we both. Do.
It's not. It well. It can't possibly be a win-win.
I bet if I do it against you, I'll score higher than you.
You probably will. I don't care. I mean, I'm not trying to. I am. I'm as smart as I am. I don't need to put a number on it. And
do you think you have a higher?
I don't think IQ? I don't think I'm terribly bright. I don't think I'm an idiot. But
you think you have a higher IQ than I do?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
You read so much.
If I was smart, I wouldn't be in the situation I'm in right now. Then I know
Bonnie,
that.
This is how fucking corny Bonnie is. We were up at Sirius doing our radio show last week. She goes, "You got any books laying around? Any
what?
Books?
They always have books. They always like. What do they do with them? They have all these authors come in. They leave their books.
Do I have books?
Took a few books.
She
Jesus.
Took some books, but she'll take any book. Like she's like a hoarder, book hoarder. Yeah, I'll take that one. The art of cooking Brussels sprouts or whatever. What and you'll read them. Like
well, if it's not interesting, I won't finish it. I don't have a need to finish a book if it's not good.
How do you know? It might get better. It's like our marriage. It gets better and better.
You always do this with movies. You always say it's going to get better. If it's not good by 30 minutes, it's not getting better. That's it. There's no movie ever in the history of the world that people have been like, oh, the first 30 minutes are torture. But then it is amazing.
You know, our movie.
It's always bad. You should cut it off. If you're not enjoying it by 30 minutes, get out.
Our movie on iTunes, it has like 175 reviews, and it's pretty much 4 3/4 stars. But I read like a couple negatives.
Why are we bringing up the negatives then?
But wait, because someone wrote, I watched it for 4 minutes. I couldn't take it anymore and cut it off. Who only gives a movie 4 minutes? Fucking 4 minutes is barely just the credits in the. I gave it 4 minutes. I couldn't handle it. What the fuck? You should have gave it at least 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Give it at least 10 minutes, people. Then,
like, there's always these negative assholes. Like, somebody wrote something about they love the movie to Bonnie, and then they or someone else wrote the movie, and some guy goes, well, that's all they got. Well, what the,
But I think they're trying to be funny.
No, they're fucking negative assholes.
I know, but they're still trying. They think it's funny. Yeah, fucking you and your friends started that whole thing of like being assholes is funny, and then when people do it,
yeah, but
you
they
get
don't.
Mad.
They don't know how to do it.
All right, I can't.
I think
something.
We should have one day a week on Twitter called like, you know, positive. You know, like a positive day. Everything okay. on Twitter that okay. you have to write has to be positive.
Wonderful Wednesdays.
Yeah, Wonderful Wednesdays on Twitter.
Okay,
want to start that?
Sure.
Are you done?
Yeah, I got to go get my kid.
I thought they were dropping her off.
I don't
here.
Know. Okay, bye, everyone. Thank
All
you.
All right, I'll wrap it up. We'll call this one Mirror. Mirror. Mirror you.
No, you should call it...
What?
You kept saying it over and over in the podcast.
What? Hold on, folks. I'm still here.
Oh.
I'm still here.
They don't want to keep listening.
I'm still here. I'm still here. You don't hang up. I'm not on the phone. Why are you going to hang up? I'm still here, folks. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Rochester. Comedy Club in Rochester. Somebody get me on Oak Hill on Saturday. Oak Hill Saturday. I'm not fucking around. Okay. All right, folks. I'm out of here. Peace out. Tuesday, Bonnie. New York, Village Underground. Listen to our radio show Tuesday night on Sirius.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.